Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said I've lived to thank God that all of my prayers have not been answered. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you again today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible, and we appreciate the fact that you listen to Bible Meditations. We now return to our study, and we've been talking about the fact that Paul, by inspiration, wrote to the church of Corinth. Corinth was indeed a city filled with all kinds of wickedness. They were guilty of idolatry. They had all kinds of immoral practices going on round about them, and so they needed teaching in regard to how to live in an area like this and in their attempt to be pleasing in the sight of God. So Paul, by inspiration, wrote to them. When I say by inspiration, I mean that Paul didn't just say this is what I think, or he didn't just say, this is my opinion about it, but rather he spoke God's word to the people who were there. He described what he did when he wrote to them and when he came to Corinth as being that of preaching Christ and him crucified unto them. I believe that it would be well with us if we would determine, like Paul did, that we would not know anything except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Wouldn't it be great if people would just simply confine themselves to teaching just that which is revealed by God about Christ and him crucified? Don't limit the passage to mean that you cannot say anything except having to do with the life and death of Christ. There are other things involved, and all of the teachings of Christianity would be covered by that particular statement. But let's look and see if that's the situation, that is, as far as others are concerned, in the teaching that they do. I'd like for you to look with me to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. And as we read concerning this, I'd like for you to note what is being preached to the people as these men go about preaching the Word of God. In Acts 8 and verse 4, we have a statement like this: therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the Word. Now, what did they preach? Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. You see, that's the same thing Paul said he was going to do, isn't it? He said he was going to preach Christ to them, and so that's exactly what he did. Philip also followed that same resolve because he went into Samaria and he preached Christ unto the people. Remember again, to preach Christ means to talk about the Lord and to talk about the things that the Lord has revealed for mankind. Do you remember the statement that is found in 2 John verses 9 through 11? John says, when a man transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, he hath not God. But he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Picture in your mind a fence that goes around a certain property, and the fence serves as the limitations. How far does the property go? It goes to the fence. And so anything within the confines of that fence would be involved in that particular property. Now, think of it in regard to the preaching of the gospel of Christ. Preaching Christ. What's involved in it? Remember, don't transgress. 2 John 9. Don't transgress, because if you do, you don't have God and you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. What does the word transgression mean? The word comes from two Latin words which imply going across boundaries. Trans, across, and gratio, to go. Going across boundaries that have been set. So when we go beyond the boundaries, we've transgressed. We don't have God and we don't have the Son with us. But what if I stay in the doctrine of Christ? If I stay within the boundaries that have been set by God, do I have God? The answer is yes. Do I have Jesus Christ? And the answer is yes. Is not that what Paul was saying when he told the church at Corinth, what I preach to you is going to be the doctrine of Christ, Christ and Him crucified? Is that not the same thing that Philip preached when he went into Samaria and he preached Christ unto them? Well, indeed it was. Therefore, we're simply saying the boundaries set are in the doctrine of Christ. Notice also John takes it another step. When John says, if someone comes unto you and brings not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. You see, there are limitations on our fellowship, limitations on who we can fellowship in regard to doctrinal teaching. Will we endorse everything that the world says? You're aware of the fact that the religious world is greatly divided in what they believe and what they practice. All you have to do is just go to a little community and start looking around, and you'll see there are many different religious bodies, each teaching different things, and each claiming to have a special relationship to their Father in heaven. What is my obligation in that regard? Well, I must teach Christ. Further, I must fellowship those who teach Christ. What about someone who doesn't teach? Someone who goes beyond the doctrine of Christ? I cannot fellowship the unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians 5 and verse 11. Therefore, I must confine what I believe and what I teach to those things that are taught in the Word of God. That fits with what Paul said he was going to do when he came to Corinth. He was going to preach Christ and Him crucified. It fits with what Philip did when he went into Samaria. He preached Christ unto the people. He confined what he was saying to those things that were revealed by God, the things that he could find in the doctrine of Christ. Now, all of that may sound like we're making a great deal out of something that really is not that important. But remember, John said, unless you abide in the doctrine of Christ, you don't have God. And so it is important, isn't it? Please be with us again tomorrow when we study once more. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.